Do you want to know all the pop culture happenings? Do you want to impress your friends with your nerd knowledge? Then you're in the right place. Sit down, get comfortable, and let's cover This Week in Nerd.
Hey, listen!
Okay, Halloween just happened this past week, so of course everything's going Christmas. We're skipping right past Thanksgiving. Netflix has a show coming up called The Christmas Chronicles. It's going to be starring Kurt Russell as Santa Claus. This premise, it's not a new idea. Santa, so these two kids stay up to try to catch Santa. They actually do catch him. They kind of hide away in his sleigh, and they cause an accident, so the sleigh is wrecked. And they are in jeopardy of not having Christmas presents for everybody by Christmas morning. So, of course, Santa uses his Christmas magic, calls on his elves and his reindeer, and they are able to, I'm sure, deliver everything by Christmas morning because it looks like it's going to be a kid's show and got to end on a happy note. I looked at the trailer. The trailer looks cute. It's something I'll probably watch it. It'll probably be a yearly thing around Christmas now. Kurt Russell is a great actor. Love everything he's in just about. So Christmas Chronicles on Netflix comes out November 22nd, day after Thanksgiving. Mark it on your calendar. The Arrowverse is having their fall crossover. They're going to bring in a ton. They're announcing a ton of characters are going to be introduced. I've already told you guys about Ruby Rose being Batwoman. They're bringing in Psycho Pirate, he used to be a third tier type character. He has a Medusa mask where he's able to affect your emotions, and he's almost like a motion vampire. He can suck your emotions away from you. They're bringing him in. The one I'm really, really excited about, though, is Monitor. They're going to be bringing in Monitor. He was born on one of the moons of Oa. You know Oa from Green Lanterns. That's their base of operation. But there's also an anti-Monitor who deals with anti-energy. And he goes around basically sucking all the energy out of planets and places and destroying them. Monitor is the opposite. He tries to save all these places. There's no word on whether they're going to have Lila, the orphan girl he rescued, and she became, I believe, Harbinger, one of his sidekicks. But they have shown Monitor, and Marv Wolfman has said that it's a very close adaptation to what he wanted in the comics. He's really excited about it, so if the creator's excited about it, I'm excited about it. So not only are we going to be introduced to Batwoman and Monitor and Psycho Pirate, we're also going to have Lois Lane will be introduced. Stephen Amell and Grant Gustin are going to be kind of switching roles, Trigger Twins. One's Green Arrow, one's Flash. They're kind of going to swap as part of this Elseworlds crossover. They're doing a lot for this fall's crossover. It's probably going to gather a lot of attention. I know a lot of people are going to watch it. It's going to start on Flash December 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and continue through on Arrow to December 10th at 8 p.m. and end with Supergirl December 11th at 8 p.m. Also in the vein of DC Comics, Batgirl, Birds of Prey, we've been telling you about that movie. Lots of great casting for that. We have another update. They're bringing in the big villain is going to be Black Mask, and they have cast Ewan McGregor to be Black Mask. He started out as a Batman villain. He's another rich guy from Gotham, but he went the opposite way as Batman. He became one of the crime lords. He's used his money and influence to create the False Faces Society and kind of rule Gotham's criminal underground for quite some time. He pops up every now and then in Batman. Now they're bringing him in Batgirl and Birds of Prey. Ewan McGregor, great actor. I think he'll do a great job on Black Mask. All you Nintendo Switch owners, I know the biggest gripe Nintendo Switch guys have is there's not a lot of apps being developed for it right now. That's changing. They are going to put out a YouTube app sometime in the next couple weeks for Nintendo Switch. So you'll at least be able to pull up YouTube videos and watch on the Switch. Since Google owns YouTube, you can bet it's not going to be much longer until they have the Google browser ready for Nintendo Switch also. So just be patient, guys. They are developing apps for the Nintendo Switch. It's a popular gaming network. Not going anywhere. It's just going to get bigger. So you early adopters, you're just going to have to bide your time. But you are getting a YouTube app in the next couple weeks. We are used to seeing crossovers in comics and even on TV shows like Arrowverse, I told you earlier, in movies even. This is a new one to me. It may have happened before. I don't remember anything like this. Board game crossover. They are going to have a board game with two licenses crossing over. Stay with me on this one. Men in Black and Ghostbusters. They're crossing over to make a game called Men in Black / Ghostbusters Ecto-Terrestrial Invasion. The artwork on this looks kind of cool. It's kind of an anime-ish, kiddie-looking type of artwork. The game is these ecto-terrestrials are invading Earth, and it's taking it's more than either Men in Black or Ghostbusters can handle on their own, so they're teaming up to take out these invaders. They also plan on having a couple of standalone expansions coming from this also, probably with the Men in Black and Ghostbusters by themselves. So on your Ghostbuster team, you're going to have Venkman, Spangler, Stans, and Zedmor. The Men in Black team is going to have Agent J, Agent K, Agent L, and Zed. Those are the ones that we know of right now. The standalones that are coming following on to these may add other characters, but those are probably, they're arguably the most popular characters from each one of those licenses. Okay, your Men in Black / Ghostbusters Ecto-Terrestrial Invasion is slated to come out in late 2019, so you got a ways to wait for this, but the follow-on standalone expansion should be coming out shortly after those. Okay, my action figure collectors. This is an action figure I didn't know if I'd ever see, but Hasbro is putting out the six-armed Spider-Man. This comes from the story where Spider-Man was trying to cure himself from having the spider powers. He must have calculated wrong because it just increased his spider powers and caused him to grow additional arms. This six-armed Spider-Man is going to be a 6-inch action figure. It's coming out early in 2019. Dark Horse Comics lately has lost a lot of their licenses. They've lost Star Wars. They lost Buffy the Vampire Slayer. They lost Firefly. They're saying they're still doing well, but they did just make a huge sell of a lot of their stock and holdings. CEO and founder Mike Richardson has said that he's doing this because they're going to make a big push into films. They want to have their own funded films. I mean, we've seen how well Marvel has done funding their own films, having their own film studio. Dark Horse has a lot of great titles that would translate great to film also. It's always the problem of getting these films funded. So now if they have an in-house film funding part of the business, should make it easier. So I'm hoping that Mike Richardson knows what he's doing with this, and I hope Dark Horse starts putting out some big blockbuster movies, and hopefully the other comics publishers will start following suit and making their own funded films. Okay, last story I have for you today. I thought this was really, really interesting. If you've read Heroes in Crisis from DC Comics, where it was kind of a sanctuary for all these superheroes and villains who are having problems dealing with all the violence and everything else in their life. They were sent there as for kind of a therapy. Somebody found out about this place and came in and basically killed everybody that was at this sanctuary. The main culprits were Harley Quinn and Booster Gold. This sanctuary was run by the DC's big trinity of Batman, Wonder Woman, and Superman. They are coming here to investigate what's going on. And of course, you know, all the signs point toward Harley and Booster Gold. The trinity tracked down Harley. They're going to try to bring her in and question her. And this is the part that's interesting. Harley walked through the trinity like they were nothing. She grabbed Wonder Woman's lasso, used it on Batman, and found out that Batman, using the lasso, found out he had a piece of kryptonite on him, She grabbed that piece of kryptonite and used it to get past Superman. And then later on in one of the panels, Superman even mentions it, you know, Harley Quinn is as good, if not better, than even you, Batman. Batman didn't want to admit it. He's got a big ego. But, yeah, I mean, she just waltzed through the trio. The three arguably strongest characters in the DC universe, Harley Quinn just cakewalked right through them and got away. So everybody who was always wondering why Harley was part of Suicide Squad, you know, how she could survive living with Joker all this time and all the violence that's going on, she can hold her own. Harley Quinn, she is a top-notch gymnast. Obviously, she was a psychiatrist, so she's not an idiot. She can think her way through a lot of these things. And strategically and physically, she just bested the three top characters in the DC universe. So if ever you want to argue about who's the best fighter in DC, you can make a strong case for Harley now. As always, thank you guys for watching the video. Mash that bell icon to be notified every time I upload a new video. For my auditory-only friends, subscribe to me on your favorite podcast platform. I will see you guys next week with more nerdy news. Later, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.